Title: Percussion Layer in Ableton Live 12. Resample it using Session View to Arrangement View for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that jungle percussion swagger and then commit it to audio like it's 1994 and you're sampling straight off a hardware mixer. This lesson is all about making a percussion layer in Session View, performing variations, then resampling that performance into arrangements so you can slice it up into proper old school edits. Think shakers, hats, rides, little rim hits, fully ticks the stuff that makes a breakbeat feel alive without stepping on the kick and snare. First, set the scene. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170 because it just feels right for classic jungle movement. Now check global quantization. Put it on one bar. That means when you launch clips in Session View, everything snaps into place on bar lines, which is perfect for tight recording and clean takes. Later, if you want more chaotic performance moves, you can drop quantization to a quarter note or even none, but start clean. Now, we're going to build a percussion group in Session View. Create 3 to 5 tracks for your tops. You can do this with MIDI tracks using drum racks and simpler, or use audio tracks with one-shots. I'll describe it as MIDI tracks because it's fast and flexible. Make a track for closed hats, one for shakers, one for a ride or open hat, one for percussion like rim shots or congas, and optionally one for a noise top layer like vinyl ticks or cassette hiss. On each track, load a drum rack, or use one drum rack and map multiple pads if that's your style. If you want that classic sampler behavior, drop simpler on pads and set it to one-shot mode so each hit is punchy and consistent. Now let's program patterns with a DNB brain, not a house brain. For the closed hats, start with straight 16th notes, then delete a few hits. This is a big jungle thing. The groove comes as much from the gaps as the notes. If it's too constant, it sounds like a typewriter. Remove a couple of steps near the end of the bar so the loop breathes. For the shaker, go for 8th notes to start. It'll become the shoulder sway layer once we add swing. For percussion hits, don't write a full rhythm. Place 1 to 3 little moments per bar. A rim just after the snare, a conga at the end of the bar, a tiny Foley click that answers the break. Think call and response with the main breakbeat. Your break is already doing a ton of syncopation, so the percussion layer is seasoning, not the main meal. For rides or open hats, keep them sparse. Try placing an offbeat open hat only on bar 2 or bar 4 of a phrase, so it feels like energy lifting, not like it's permanently screaming. Cool. Now we need to make it feel human without making it feel sloppy. Open the groove pool. In live, that's Control or Command plus Alt plus G. Grab a swing groove. Swing 16-58 or swing 16-65 are good starting points. Apply the groove mainly to hats and shakers. Usually, you keep the kick and snare locked, especially in jungle where the backbeat is sacred, and you let the tops do the dancing. When you apply the groove, don't slam it to 100%. Start with timing around 10 to 25%. Add a little velocity change, like 5 to 15%, just for life. And random, keep it tiny, like 2 to 6%. The goal is performed, not drunk. Now let's make a percussion bus, because old school workflow is all about printing a grouped sound. Select your percussion tracks and group them. Name the group Perk Bus. On that bus, build a simple stock device chain that gives you grit and glue, but doesn't wreck the transients. Start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 HE. Don't be shy. These are tops. They do not need low end, and low end here just fights your bass and muddies your break. If the hats feel harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 5 kHz. If you want a bit of air, a tiny lift around 8 to 12 kHz can work, but keep it tasteful. Next, a drum bus. Use a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10, unless you really want that chewed sampler sound. Keep boom off. Boom is amazing, but not on a tops bus in most DNB mixes. Then add saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive at 1 to 4 dB and turn soft clip on. This is a big part of getting that printed feeling without going straight into distortion. After that, glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or about 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If it's clamping harder than that, you're probably flattening the groove. Optional. Add auto filter for movement, but I'd personally keep that as a performance or automation tool, not something always on, unless you're using it very subtly. Now we're ready to resample, and this is the key technique. We're going to perform in Session View, but record the result into arrangement as audio. Create a new audio track and name it Perk Print. You have two main ways to record. Option A is the quick way. Set the input of that audio track to resampling. That records whatever is hitting your master output. It's fast and it works, but here's the warning. If your master has heavy processing, like a limiter or loudness chain, you're going to print that too. And then when you mix later, you'll wonder why your percussion is smashed and weirdly bright. That's why. Option B is usually the better D&B method. Record just the perc bus. On perc print, set audio from to perc bus. Then set monitoring to off to avoid doubling and potential feedback weirdness. Leave the perc bus output going to master like normal. This way, you're printing the bus processing, but not your entire master chain. Much more controllable. Quick teacher note on gain staging before you record. Decide whether you're printing pre-fader or post-fader on purpose. A solid approach is to keep your perc bus fader at unity. Do tone shaping with devices. And then after printing, use clip gain on the printed audio to set level consistently. That keeps you from accidentally double-dipping later when you automate the fader. Now let's record. Hit Tab to go to Arrangement View. Arm the perc print track. At the top, hit the Arrangement Record button. The big circle. Now go back to Session View with Tab, and launch your percussion clips like your DJing variations. Every 4 or 8 bars, switch something. Maybe Hats A goes to Hats B with more gaps. Maybe Shaker A switches to a version with more groove. Drop in a little perc fill clip on bar 8 or 16. Give yourself a performance that evolves. Record at least 32 bars, and honestly 64 bars if you're feeling it. The whole point is to capture happy accidents and movement. Stop recording. Now you should have a long audio recording on perc print in arrangement. This is where the jungle edit mindset really kicks in. We turn the performance into chop-ready audio. Select a clean 8 or 16 bar section and consolidate it. Control or Command plus J. Consolidating gives you a neat clip you can duplicate and mangle without losing your place. Click the consolidated clip and check warping. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Then adjust the envelope value. Lower envelope values keep transients tighter and reduce smear. Somewhere between 0 and 20% is a good range for crisp tops. Now start creating edits like classic sampler moves. Duplicate the clip and make an alternate version. Try removing the first eighth note of bar 1 so the tops suck in and the break punches through first. That tiny gap can make the whole groove feel bigger. Try reversing one tiny 16th note hat right at the end of bar 4 as a little ear candy flick. Keep it subtle. The point is to sound like an edit, not like a reverse cymbal from an EDM sample pack. Try a one bar stutter going into a transition. Grab the last quarter note of the bar and repeat it. Or do an eighth note repeat for a faster ratchet. Jungle is full of these little rewind style moments. Now for a classic, rhythmic gating or chopping on the printed tops. You can put a gate on the printed audio, and set the threshold so it trims tails and makes the hats chatter a little tighter. Keep return short. Floor can be fully down for aggressive chopping, or around minus 12 dB if you want it subtler. Another trick. Auto pan as a chopper. Put auto pan on the printed audio, set phase to 0 degrees so it's not panning left-right, it's acting like tremolo. Choose a squarish shape, set rate to 1/8 or 1/16, and blend the amount somewhere like 20 to 60% depending on how animated you want it. It's a super quick way to get that rhythmic movement. Now let's make sure it sits with the breakbeat and bass. On perc print, put EQ8 and high pass again, maybe 180 to 300 Hz depending on the sounds. If the snare loses crack, because your tops are crowding the same space, do a small dip in the 2 to 4 kHz area on the tops. Tiny moves, half a dB to 2 dB can be enough. If you still want the break to punch through, sidechain the printed tops gently. Put compressor on perc print. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus or snare track. Ratio 2:1. Attack 5 to 10 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient completely. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're only aiming for 1 to 2 dB of reduction. It should feel like glue, not pumping. Now let's cover a few common mistakes so you don't waste an hour wondering why it's not vibing. 1. Printing with your master limiter on when you use resampling. Again, that's why routing audio from perc bus is such a good habit. 2. Leaving too much low end in your percussion layer. High pass it aggressively. Let your break and bass own the weight. 3. Overswinging everything. If the whole track feels late, it loses urgency. Swing the tops. Keep the kick and snare steady. 4. No variation. Jungle needs micro edits, mutes, tiny fills, dropouts. If your tops are identical for 32 bars, the track feels like it's not going anywhere. Now a few intermediate to advanced upgrades you can use immediately. 1. Make print lanes. Instead of one perc print track, make 2. Perk Print Clean and Perk Print FX. Record the clean bus first with no movement effects. Then do a second pass where you perform filter sweeps, redux moments, or send throws. If your time-based effects are on returns, you can even record the returns separately for that classic send abuse vibe. You can chop like auto. 2. If your hats go facey, when you layer shaker plus closed hat plus ride, it's usually comb filtering. Before you print, nudge one layer by 1 to 5 milliseconds using track delay or by shifting the clip start slightly. Listen for when the top end suddenly opens up. 3. Do multiple takes like you're sampling from vinyl. Instead of trying to do one perfect 64-bar performance, do 3 separate 16-bar passes with different clip launches. Then in arrangement, comp the best 2 bars from each take into a master loop. This is faster and it often sounds more alive. 4. Use follow actions in session view. Line up a few hat or shaker clips and set follow actions to move to the next clip every bar or two, with a chance to repeat. Then record that to arrangement. It's controlled randomness that still sounds intentional.